Well, hello, Sunshine. This is Stacey N.C. Grant, Empowerment Specialist, here today to introduce to you Denise Dickerson Vanpo, the founder of Be Well, Be Swell. So, Denise, it's great to have you on the line, and please tell us a little bit about Be Well, Be Swell. What is this all about?
Well, Stacey, it's great to be here to discuss this with you. Basically, BeWellBeSwell.com is a wellness and lifestyle blog that's geared toward inspiring women to live well, feel well, be well, and do well. And basically, women are natural-born nurturers and care for others, but often neglect themselves. We wear many hats and hold many roles. And in essence, we're all caregivers, whatever you care for, your children, a spouse, your home, or a family, or maybe even a parent, or maybe even a neighbor or a friend. We spend a lot of time caring for others, but we need to also shift to taking care of ourselves and make that a priority.
That is awesome. A lifestyle blog where you can really talk about those issues for women that sometimes get swept under the rug because, as you said, Denise, we're so busy taking care of everyone else that we don't stop to take care of ourselves. So why is this such a passion of yours?
Well, this is a passion because my life's passion is to educate, lead, inspire, and empower others to live with joy, be resilient, and strive for balance.
Now, that sounds like it came from some personal experiences. Can you share just maybe one thing that someone would be able to see in one of your blogs that you talk about, one of the topics or areas that you've been able to educate and inspire?
Well, one of the topics would be about caregiving and, you know, learning to care about yourself during that time period. An example is I had the experience of having both parents come down with an illness and had to be the sole caregiver, you know, for them. And with that, you know, my mom, she was definitely a source of inspiration and was able to maintain a positive attitude even though she went through this personal physical hardship. She's a double amputee, but she still serves everyone she meets with a smile on her face every day, and she has the greatest and most positive attitude, and that's something that definitely has motivated and inspired me, and I want to share that with everyone.
Wow, what an amazing story. I can't wait for everyone listening to check out Be Well, Be Swell and learn from some of those stories, and congratulations to your mom of not letting that situation stop her from still living life to its fullest and celebrating all of the other blessings that still exist. So how can people contact you and visit this blog and read these inspiring stories?
Well, first, they can visit the blog at BeWellBeSwell.com. You can also join my fan page on Facebook at BeWellBeSwell. You can also follow me on Twitter at BeWellBeSwell or follow me on Pinterest at BeWellBeSwell. And also visit my YouTube channel entitled Be Well, Be Swell.
That is awesome. Well, there's no mistaking Be Well, Be Swell everywhere on the planet, all over social media. You are following your mission and your passion to really be that lifestyle resource for women. So congratulations to you, Denise, on the work that you're doing for making the decision to impact the lives of women, not just here in the United States, but all over the globe, who will be able to read, be able to be inspired, be able to take action and see examples of how they can live their best life. So before we close out, any last comments that you want the world to know about you and Be Well, Be Swell?
Well, I just want my legacy to inspire the world to live with joy despite challenges and obstacles that might pop up. You do have the choice to be victorious.
I love it. You have the choice to be victorious. Well, you heard it. BeWellBeSwell.com. Denise, thank you so much for being here. And everyone, go out, check out the website, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Be Well, Be Swell. We all need to do our part to pay it forward and help those in our lives live their best life, and especially for the women, all the caretakers and caregivers, so they can sustain themselves to be able to bless everyone else. Bye-bye, everyone, and stay tuned. You never know who's next.